and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for that complete list or just to set up an assessment. It's Hometown Healthcare. They're there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 5th of March. It is 7:20, cloudy, 37 degrees, on our way to 59 before it's all said and done today. And we are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement line by Tom McAvoy, of course, director of the Emporia Rec Center and director of the upcoming 5A state basketball tournament at White Auditorium. Tom, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We are doing all right so far. So before we start talking a little bit about the, you know, the upcoming schedule and some of the last-minute prep work that you've got to do here for the rest of the week, how pleased are you to have the Class 5A basketball tournament back in Emporia again this year and to be part of the hosting process?
Well, it's great being able to host a basketball tournament again. Keisha believes in Emporia and our management team and what we provide. It's even better when you have Emporia High girls in it for the third year in a row. So that makes it all the much better.
Thursday night at 8 o'clock, but the tournament begins on Wednesday. And, Tom, this isn't your first rodeo here. How many years have the Rec Center been involved in hosting specifically this event?
Well, I was thinking about that last week. I said, this is our 24th year of running the state basketball tournament at White Auditorium. And this year just happens to be, White Auditorium has hosted the most state tournaments in state history, in the state. And this is our 75th state tournament we've hosted at White Auditorium.
Wow.
Amazing.
That's amazing. And it really speaks an awful lot to not only the work of your staff and the volunteers, but really, I guess, the community support as a whole.
Oh, sure. I mean, I get this every year, I was talking to a lot of athletic directors on the phone yesterday. They're just excited to be able to not only come to the state tournament, but come to Emporia. They believe that this is the friendliest town in the state of Kansas.
Well, not only do we offer the friendliness and graciousness that we are known for here in Emporia, but 75 years, that says something about that venue, White Auditorium, Tom, that is very special, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That is that environment down there is the best venue, I believe, because maybe I got, something in it, but I believe the best venue in the state of Kansas for hosting a state basketball tournament.
What goes into, from your chair, what goes into all of the hosting? For folks that don't know, they show up, they see the games, they walk through, they pay their ticket money and things like that, but how early in advance are you starting the planning process, and then what goes into it really now, week of the tournament itself?
Well, some people believe we just walk in there and roll the ball out and say, let's play ball, but that's not the case. It starts weeks in advance. We had a meeting with Keisha probably about a month and a half ago to go through everything, and about 2 weeks ago, we started winding up to get ready for the state tournament. This last week especially, on Sunday, I'll give you an example. I was, up getting things ready for the announcement of the state brackets and getting information out to the officials that were assigned here, to all the athletic directors, the information that their teams need on, you know, where to drop off their kids, where to park the buses, things like that, and where they sit in the arena. And then, you know, basically starting yesterday, everything starts going full blast all day long. And like I was telling Ron, I didn't get out of there last night until around 8:30, finishing up stuff. And then this morning I'll go in early to finish up what I didn't finish last night, and then expect everything coming in today. Today is basically media day, where I'll be getting radio stations you know, taken care of, get them assigned. We have the National Federation that will be webcasting all the games online, working with them. Boy, there's a myriad of things. Oh, and then all the volunteers. I mean, we have a lot of volunteers, and we still need some more in some areas. If anybody's interested in calling down to and talking to Stephanie today at the office, you know, to get you assigned if you'd like to help, because, you know, the volunteers love doing this. The ones that have been around for years and years, it's fun for everybody to get together, see everybody again, the people they're working with, and, you know, basically that smiling face when a fan walks in from out of town, and being able to help them out and everything. It's a fun process.
So what kind of volunteer opportunities do you have, Tom?
All right, I have it all memorized. No, I think we need, no, we need some ticket takers, I think, on Friday evening, I think. And Saturday afternoon especially. Ticket takers, we need some people to help out in the Passgate area and selling T-shirts and programs. Those are the areas that we need people right now. We also have some usher positions available up in the arena, so, you know, to help people out where they can sit and answer any questions, simple questions that they may have, and that way you get to watch the games. Yeah, that's where we need people right now.
Tom McAvoy, Class 5A State Basketball Tournament Director, joining us here on the KVOE Newsmaker segment. You know, Tom, we've talked an awful lot the last several years specifically about the economic impact that the state tournament brings to a host city. Obviously, you see it right at the arena, you know, people over at the concession stand and, you know, buying some ancillary items, but it stretches across town.
Oh, they're here in town. I mean, you know, we have a couple. We have, of the 16 teams, we have three of the schools that have both boys and girls teams in the state tournament. So if they make it to Friday, which it looks like they might, they may have a, you know, couple hours in between games where they'll leave and go shopping and, you know, go get something to eat or whatever. So there's a lot of people. And then there's the people that stay overnight, you know, in town. You know, if you have a late game or something, you may, you know, you get a hotel room and you're going to stay. So there is an economic impact to this. And there's Emporia State University, because a lot of these kids are going to be looking for colleges, and a lot of people drive up and to Emporia State, drive around, may go in, talk to people in Emporia State about maybe coming here. So it's a draw to bring people in, to show them what we have here in town, and move from there.
Well, it all gets underway tomorrow. Don't have to tell you that, Tom, as the games will be, what, 2, 4, 6, and 8 through Friday?
Yes, okay. 2, 4, 6, 8. And then, you know, we have a little time in between for the championship games on Saturday.
All right. So you going to get any break here between now and then? Doesn't sound like it.
What's a break? No. Hey, I did eat lunch at my desk yesterday at, you know, before at around 2 o'clock. So I was getting there. It's amazing how time flies when you've got a lot of things going on, and all of a sudden you look up and it's 5 till 2, and you go, you know, I haven't eaten lunch yet. So But it's fun. It's a fun time and everything. And I'm going to tell you, I just want to give a shout out to Kevin Hanlon and his crew down there at White Auditorium. They've been very, very helpful with my staff and with everything going on with this state tournament, and we're just looking forward to running a good state tournament again this year.
Well, and we have no doubt that you and you're right, Kevin and his crew are second to none. They do a great job, and that venue is tops, you know, as far as we're concerned. So as far as you and your rec center staff, all hands on deck then, huh?
All hands on deck. Once everything starts, I stay out of everybody's way. They all know their jobs, and they'll come to me and if they have a question on things, which, you know, there's never been a perfect state tournament. It just seems like it, but things always pop up, and I just stay out of their way. They have a question, they come see me, and I'll give them an answer, and we'll discuss things and move forward from there, so.
Yeah, I know. That's often the answer I get when I am there. Where's Todd? Staying out of the way.
Where'd he go?
Awesome.
Well, Tom, keep up the great work. I'm sure things will be great again this year, and good luck.
All righty. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Yeah, Tom McAvoy, the Emporia Rec Center Director and the Director, staying out of the way at the 5A State Basketball Tournament that launches tomorrow at White Auditorium. Lady Spartans in play coming up 8 p.m. on Thursday.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, right now we have Friday's open.